All right, welcome to our pre-show here for the 2nd of October, for Friday. Tonight we have our chat, and we have our Saturday cinema coming up on Saturday afternoon, and we're due for a horror movie, I don't know, or like some kind of a sci-fi thing. Maybe we'll look for some film noir. I don't fucking know, man, you know. We just pick whatever they leave us, whatever the pickings are there in the public domain file, you know. I usually go over there to, I look at for public domain movies everywhere, IMDb everywhere. Now, here, why do I have my insurance cards with me? Oh, that's right. I'm in the middle of taking, I'm like Donald Trump, you know. I'm in the middle of getting a physical. Are you kidding me? Did I really come here? There. I'm like, Trump says he's being audited, you know, for the last 10 fucking years. I'm in the middle of being audited, so I can't release my taxes. I'm in the middle of taking a physical, so I can't really. What is this, man? So I had all kinds of shit going on with me. So I'm having these tests done that I should have had done where I'm taking an annual physical, but this is the first one that I've had in a while. The last one I had was Dr. Blyman, man. It's about probably 7-8 years ago. So I'm having a full physical. And one of the things that you have when you have a full physical, if you smoked for the number of years that I smoked, is they do, they'll do a chest x-ray, they'll do all that shit. They're looking for certain things that smoking has done to the human body down through the years, let's say. Strength of the blood vessels, your aorta, all kinds of shit. So I had to go in and actually have an ultrasound to see how that shit's working. On top of that, blood tests. So, and the trip with this fucking lab, man, I used to, if you get a blood test when you're having a physical, you walk into the fucking place, you get your blood drawn, and you're out. I mean, I've done it my whole fucking life. Hey, go down the hall and get your blood drawn, and these guys, yeah, okay. These motherfuckers, and I won't tell you their name, they're very well-known lab. Jesus H. Christ. You walk in there, you put your name, you got a 90-minute wait, or you can make an appointment, but if you make an appointment and you break the appointment, you have to have your confirmation code, because you can't break the appointment unless you have your fucking confirmation code. And they only have a few dates available to make an appointment. What the fuck are you guys running there anyway, man? I want to call my doctor. I told my doctor, I said, I still ain't in for this goddamn fucking blood test. Oh, we understand. What the fuck? What's so good about these guys? Anyway, I try not to be old man cranky when I'm there. So that's why I'm cranky with you here on the on the show. So I did a little emoji head for Instagram, which is... Commodore Coneal, how are you, sir?
Hey, Phil, it's a real pleasure. I've always wanted to be on your program.
You're kidding.
No, I you know, my son is Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin Coneal is Commodore Coneal's son.
Yeah, and I've heard him a couple times doing standalones, what he would call a standalone.
Well, that was Kevin coming on. Yes, Commodore. Are you called Commodore or Admiral?
No, I'm just a Commodore. I'm not in the Navy.
He's not a military officer. All right, I'm not familiar with the term Commodore.
Yeah, you can call me Commodore, Commodore Coneal.
Can we call you Ray?
Well, I'd rather you call me Commodore because it is, I've achieved that rank.
Yeah, but it's not a military ranking, is it, sir? In fact, I know it isn't.
No, it's not a military ranking. It's the ranking. Well, I'll tell you this much: in the El Pacifico Yacht Club, you know, if I say jump, you say how high, you know.
You talking to me?
Well, I'm not talking. If you were a member of the club,
if I'm a member of a yacht club, no one tells me to jump.
And, well, sir, I don't know what you know about. I know you're a general, so you know a lot about but a yacht club. Yes, is for people with yachts, you know, and...
Well, you invited Phil to be a member. He doesn't own a boat.
Well, I invited Phil because he'd been a member of the Blazingame Roundtable.
What's that?
I don't know. I just made it up.
All right. Oh, my fucking nose, Jack. My fucking nose! Tonight on the Phil Hendry Show, we'll be talking with... The fuck is with my nose? Who's this guy? Oh, that's Glenn Sather. I recognize Glenn Sather. He was the coach of the Edmonton Oilers when Wayne Gretzky was Mark Messier, Paul Coffey, all those guys. were kicking fucking ass up there in Edmonton. Now, there is Wayne Gretzky, who I actually saw at this yacht club, this fucking country club auction that I helped host. Look at all these guys. There's Messier. Now, where is this? Oh, they're kissing Gretzky's ass. Okay, all right. Do you guys, I'm sure they're showing paintings of Wayne Gretzky. Mark Messier is having to hold this thing up. Like, I played on that team too, you know. All right, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Here we go, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Here we go, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So they now, is this when they retired his fucking jersey? Is that it? This must have been a number of years ago, man. It's, you know, all right.
Well, Phil, it's been quite a run, you know.
And when you say quite a run, what do you mean?
I mean, it's been a pain in the ass. There's been, I remember I had the hots for one broad that was in the club, and I forget it.
But what does that mean? You had the hots for a broad that was in the club?
There was the wife of a younger man who took over as Commodore for a year while I...
There's Mark Messier crying because they're not... Because it was a painting of Gretzky and not him. I'm joking. Career stats, all-time ranking. First in goals, first in assists, first in points, first in shorthanded goals, first in points. Wayne Gretzky. Oilers retired Wayne... Oh, that was 99. Yeah, they retired... In 1999. So he lives out in Westlake Village. He lives about, I don't know, 20 miles from here.
All right. Well, that's great. Who? Wayne Gretzky?
Wayne Gretzky. You said...
I thought it was Wade. Wayne Gretzky. Christ, I love that player so much. So much.
All right, man. I can't do any more fucking damage than the damage that I've done. Let me tell you something, Phil. I so love him. Hey, Phil, hope... I just got a notice from Facebook that I'm still a mod in your page. It's been years since I helped, so I feel free. Jesus, Facebook is just so fucking squirrely. It's beyond words. The shit they're doing, the two-step verification shit that they're forcing everybody to do now. It's all freaking me the fuck out, Jack. Freaking me the fuck out, man. La da 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 dee. Let me see what's this. Lovely deet. All right. Let's go over here to that. Now let's check out on the old page here. Moderators. Force and join view. Popular groups near you. That's nice. Where do I go to moderators? How do you get rid of somebody as a moderator? Because I was just talking to Johnny Bean, who doesn't want to be a moderator on my page. Which is fine, because I can dig. He's like, it's been years since he did that. Where do you find that, man? Then there's this. Pages saved, memories, videos, groups, places lived, transparency. Ah, here we go. Page information. This page can have multiple... Ad relationship category, public figure. What would you say I am? A public figure or a artist? Am I a fashion model? All right. Work experience. Where the hell is... See, what I'm trying to find here, man, is page moderators. How the fuck... Where do I go to get rid of... I have no bitch of an idea. Where do I find? I don't know how to do it, Johnny, but I'll find it, bro. You know, wherever that can be found, I'll do it, man. I just don't know where the fuck I go to find the whole thing where you get rid of moderators, where page moderators. Shit. Gaming. See more. Right. Oh. Campus crisis, Facebook, fundraisers, jobs, live video, device requests, weather, help and support, settings and privacy. You know, I don't know what's what here, man. Settings, your time on Facebook, app language. Groups. And I'm back here with this paw print. I don't know what the fuck. This is just fucking categories of likes. Who gives a shit? Give me something. I need to moderate this fucking page, Jim. I need to do the do and the funky chicken too on this shit. You know? I gotta see the shit that I'm doing, man. You know? I got the... Are you serious? Oh, check it out. Check this shit out, bitch. That ain't good, man. Billy Corbin, man. Wait, man. Oh, man, that's fucking nasty. That's pretty fucking wrecked, dude. Pretty fucking wrecked. Let me see. Test 2 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 10 11 12 13 14. Okay, I'm ready to go. Are you? All right, cool. Hey. Let me, Kevin Shattenkirk. Kevin Shatner. All right, bitch. Excuse me. Interesting how these keep... Hey, it's Phil Hendry for the world famous Phil Hendry.